The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day, greetings from Redwood City. And one of the inner qualities that's being developed through Buddhist practice, through certainly Buddhist meditation practice, is an inner strength. And one of those strengths is the ability to have a wonderful and a peaceful inner stillness. And it's the stillness where some valued part of ourselves can remain at ease and at peace, can stay still, without giving in to the forces of desire or the forces of aversion, without leaning into something or pulling away, without holding tight to something or pushing it away. And a lot of the thoughts that we have, if you pay careful attention to them, chances are they have what pulls us into them is desire of some kind, aversion of some kind, or fear of some kind. And and so to be able to find a place of stillness, for some people it's a place where the calm center inside from which we can observe without being for or against things, that can develop into a strength. It doesn't mean we have no desires. It means that, or no things that we want different or don't approve of or things like that. It means that we can stay at rest within without losing our wisdom and clarity. We have a place where we're not triggered by habits and reactivity, and we can engage with all that we do with a certain kind of peace or quiet or calmness. And there are times in our life where having this, calling upon this strength, is really essential. And part of meditation is actually preparing ourselves for that time when that really is important. And so to sit with inner stillness that doesn't give in, doesn't get caught up in the streams of desire and aversion and fear. You will have those, but it doesn't mean we have to leave our still, quiet place within. So to do this meditation, we begin by having the body posture be one that supports some good quality of stillness. Not being frozen still, but a stillness that's soft, relaxed, fluid. So taking a posture that allows you to be still and also alert. Sometimes if we lay down, it can be still, but we might not stay alert so long. So be a little bit careful if you do so, if you lay down. Some people will meditate lying down with their eyes open, just to stay alert. And then gently, if you're sitting upright, close your eyes. And to kind of appreciate the body being still, you might sway back and forth a little bit, sideways, forwards and back. And then slow down the sways until you come to a place of stillness. And it's easier to become softly, fluidly still if you begin beginning by relaxing your body. And I often find it useful to relax on the exhale, as there's a kind of release in the exhale. And we do that sometimes in ordinary life when we might say, ah, when we sit down to really relax, saying ah on that exhale. So in the same kind of way, as you exhale, maybe softening the muscles of the face. Maybe imagining the face can be more open. Relaxing the shoulders. Allowing the shoulders to hang freely. The arms to hang freely from the shoulders. And then to soften in the belly. There's an art to letting the belly relax, be soft, maybe hanging forward, and letting it settle down, so that there's a little more weight in the lower torso. That's a kind of a ballast for sitting still. And then letting the whole body relax. Like you can just kind of let go of all the holding and tightness in your body. And then to tune into your breathing more fully. Letting the attention on breathing have a light touch. Not attacking the breathing with the attention, but lightly touching, being with the breathing, as if awareness is a soft feather that's just brushing, caressing the movements, sensations of breathing. As you exhale, perhaps you can relax the thinking mind, quiet and soften the mind that thinks and wants and doesn't want. Almost as if the mind is a muscle, and you can soften it and relax it, reassure the mind so it doesn't have to work so hard. And then with a light touch, resting the attention back into the experience of breathing. While the experience of breathing changes and moves and expands and contracts, maybe more deeply than that, can you be aware of a place of stillness within, a calm, quiet place? within. From which you can be aware of breathing. From which you can be aware of your present moment experience. A place of stillness that if you rest there, you won't be so easily pulled into desires and aversions, wanting and not wanting, fears and thoughts. If your mind is thinking a lot, notice the movement of it all. Maybe even a kind of energetic movement in your body. And in contrast to the movements of the mind, can you tune into a stillness in the body, stillness within, and take refuge in that stillness, a place where nothing needs to happen except to be aware of what is happening. Some people can tap into an inner stillness at the end of the exhale, allowing things to be still and quiet just for a moment before the in-breath begins. Some people can feel more of that inner stillness at the end of the inhale, just that moment before the exhale begins. And then maybe throughout the whole cycle of breathing, to have underneath it or behind it or around the breathing a feeling of fluid stillness, quiet, a place of rest within. And then as we come to an end of this sitting, I realize that it might be a little hard for someone new to meditation to appreciate the value of an inner stillness. But this inner stillness can be the source of love. A love which is not pushed around by the winds of pleasure and pain, wanting and not wanting, praise and blame, the expectations of others, and neediness from within. This place of stillness, quiet, that participates with the world, that is in the middle of the world, but also not swayed by it or unduly influenced by it, from which it's possible to listen deeply to others, offer a compassionate presence, free of our reactivity and our judgments, and from which love, compassion, and kindness can have an impartiality, an ability to be equal to all beings, and not dependent on how other people are. A universality to it. And may it be that our meditation practice today allows us to spend the day close to a stillness, a quiet, a place of rest inside, safety inside, from which we can look upon all things kindly. We can look with love, remembering that no matter how bad things become, the greatest gift to the world is our love, is our contribution to a peaceful place, a kind place. And may this quiet place inside be a source of strength. And so our strength also is conveyed to the world. May it be on this day that all the many of us who are here for this morning meditation, may it come spread from us a quiet and nourishing love and kindness, because certainly it's one of the things the world needs the most. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. And may all beings be free.